This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, streaming worldwide on WGNSSports.com, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. Get an in-depth look at what's going on in local sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for the show here on News Radio WGNS.
Good evening, Primetime Sports on a Thursday night. Clark Blair in the house. I've got Rod Edwards here. And then I pulled some strings. Rod, I had to pull some strings. Danny is officiating swimming. How do you officiate swimming anyway?
Say go, winner.
Go and winner. Okay, but Danny's officiating swimming. So I asked Mr. Brian Barrett's beard tonight. Thank you, sir, for being here.
I'm glad to be here. I could have gone to officiate swimming if that's all you got to do. I would say go, stop, get out of the pool. that's all you got to do.
That's kind of like volleyball. You just kind of blow the whistle and the ball goes back and forth. That's
the best dig for somebody who's refereeing a game is a volleyball.
Volleyball is the best. But I asked Brian to be here because there's a kind of a big game coming up tomorrow night that they're going to be calling, and
really
want to get a little history lesson.
Hmm.
So we're going to talk about that, but later. That's a teaser. Tonight, as always, we're brought to you by Ideas Tees. It's the place in Rufford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, embroidery, special items, and more. Plus, buy all of your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise from Raider Tees. Got Senior Day coming up this Saturday. For Blue Raider tees, polos, hats, and more, visit their showroom at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. Ideas Tees can put your logo on just about anything. Stop in and see how they can help you promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. Find out more online at ideastees.com.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 615-893-7930. That's 615-893-7930 for friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door.
I'm Ian Young. I'm at Las Casas Feed Supply. I'm selling beef and pork. 100% Angus. Raised here in Las Casas. Come get you some.
Everyone's favorite cuts available, even options to purchase a quarter of a steer.
We got the beef.
Hello, everybody. Las Casas Feed Supply.
Family owned and operated, Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Doctor Automotive is the cure for your car. Brothers Danny and Randy Brewer have been providing Rutherford County with ASC certified auto repair for nearly 20 years. You'll receive courteous and friendly customer service every time. Why? Because we grew up here, and you are our neighbors. Foreign and domestic auto repair and maintenance on Hazelwood Drive in Smyrna, just off I-24. SmyrnaAutoRepair.com, 615-220-0971. Just ask for Danny.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.
Come see me, Rick Hall, at Rayburn Insurance in downtown Smyrna today.
Online at rayburn.net.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back on this Thursday evening. We're going to hold football for a little bit. We're going to talk a little baseball, only because we've got some local interest here. Last Friday night, Danny seems to get to rub elbows with people. It just amazes me. Sonny Gray was at the Smyrna game the other night, at the Ravenwood game. Not a good win for the Bulldogs like we hoped. Ravenwood's a tough team, but Sonny was there. And this past week, he came in second in the AL Cy Young race, which I think for Sonny at his age, Rod,
right,
fantastic.
Very much so. I mean, actually, right now he's pitching the best he's ever pitched. It's a little bit of that knowledge and probably recovered from injuries, because he had injuries off and on there, which really slowed him down. But, man, kudos to Sonny.
So go ahead and say it, Rod. Go ahead. Yeah. We want to go ahead and hear it, all this Cardinals talk. You know, he's going to be a Cardinal next year. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a little upset right now with the Cardinals. Manager of the year. He was on our bench as the assistant manager last year, and here he is, manager of the year. And I think we picked the wrong guy to manage.
You can't get a break, because I'm listening to football Friday night, and John Dinkins was sneaking in something about the Cardinals.
Nobody can hear me if I'm my response.
No, you can't defend yourself. I thought I'd just give you the open mic there, but.
So Garrett Cole, he won it, won the AL Cy Young with 30 first place votes. Sonny got 20 second place votes, but Sonny also got a nice little $150,000 bonus for coming in second in the Cy Young.
Wow.
That's a nice little...
makes it even better.
Nice little vacation fund for Sonny before he signs. I mean, I think he just earned himself a raise even more than he was going to get. I mean, he's that free agent. So it's real slow right now, Rod. What are we waiting on?
Usually the big meeting is in middle of December. That's when things start moving.
And those are actually in Nashville. They're coming up December 4th through the 7th in Nashville. And so maybe some of those will start trickling in, and, you know, maybe we'll see Sonny. I heard the Braves rumor again the other day.
Well, I do think the Braves are in the running. I think the Cardinals are probably in the running. I didn't hear the Reds in there, though.
No. They run from price tags. That's the only running they do. Oh, there's a price tag on that. Never mind. We're not going to take that one. So
I don't know how old Sonny is, but he's probably in the last third of his career, I would think. But as Rod said, playing the pitching the best that he has been, and if he can stay injury free, I mean, he could have a couple of great years, two or three great years, I think, and it'd probably be a really good get for somebody like the Braves or the Cardinals, who aren't they rebuilding the Cardinals a little bit? But
we nowhere to go but up after last year.
We're starting at the basement, working up.
but in all seriousness, you know, and I think, you know, with him being runner up in the, you know, Cy Young and all, he would have a chance maybe to have a little bit more of a bargaining chip, and Rod may like to move back a little closer to home too, be, you know, right, in the Southeast somewhere.
Right. Family can come easier.
Yeah.
Sonny is 34. 34. So this is probably, depending on length.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's got those bargaining tools, four or 5 years.
I would think 4 would be about max, wouldn't it?
I would think.
Somewhere that puts him at 38, and so
maybe an option year of 39, I don't know.
So we shall see. More little baseball news. The Braves today got announced they are getting the All-Star game in 2025. They had it.
Yeah.
It was a big political mess. And so I think they realized they made a mistake. Major League Baseball made a mistake. So John can go ahead and start reserve tickets for the All-Star game.
That was a whole mess. And I think the Braves really, you know, they kind of towed the line. They didn't, you know, it was what it was. You know, it left. I felt like they probably thought that once cooler heads could prevail, that it would be back soon enough, and it was. I'm sad that the Braves didn't get to do that when the stadium was new and all, but now that it's coming back, I think it'll be fine. And they'll do a great job. I mean, it's a great place to showcase. And 2025,
they get to fine. Yeah. 425 in Atlanta. Sonny's down there pitching. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Why not? That'd be super. Can you go to the winter meetings, Rod? I wonder if a person can just go by and hang out. I'm assuming it's going to be at Opryland or somewhere.
I know people used to. I mean,
Jim Simpson, been in Nashville before, hasn't it?
Yeah. I remember Jim Simpson said he got to meet Stan Musial, because that's ancient history.
Like, well, Jim's ancient too.
No, it goes with it, right?
That would be interesting just to see, you know. Not saying you probably get to see a whole lot, but who you could bump into.
Right.
Because, I mean,
they got to eat.
They got to eat, but got to be, got to knock around, got to talk to people. So there's plenty of radio stations probably down there trying to get stories as well. All right. Speaking of stories, not necessarily the good stories, Titans. 3-13. Is that right? 3-13 the last 16 games. We keep picking them. For
Why?
Some crazy reason.
Why? Why did I?
Not this week. Nobody picked the Titans.
Really? Okay, good.
Going to Jacksonville. So
now they'll win.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's when they'll win.
Is this the last chance before everybody wants them to tank? Can they beat Jacksonville? Try to, you know, the only thing they can do to make playoffs is win the division. But we're already 0-1 in the division.
Right. But they do have 5 games left, I think it is. In the division, so that's the only plus they've got, but you got to do something with it.
And that starts Sunday in Jacksonville. So what's funny is I didn't realize I was looking, because people have already started talking about tanking. There's actually a site, if you want to go look, folks, Tankathon. If you type in NFL draft today, there's a site called Tankathon. The Titans are currently sitting with the number 8 pick as of today in the draft. And so I thought that was hilarious. Tankathon.
Yeah, instead of going to look to see where we are in the top, who's behind us, who can we catch up
with? There's 3 other
first
teams with our same record, so we could move up to like the pick number 5 after this week's loss.
You know, I'm not sure who in the world we can beat when the quarterback's on his back 12 times in a game. I mean, that it was just pathetic protection last week.
And while they're coming in, swarming the quarterback, if Terry gets the ball, he basically, they're all over him. He can't move.
No. I mean, it was bad. I mean, it looked like the Three Stooges. I mean, it was pathetic. I mean, it looked like a tankathon out there.
I was listening to Ramon Foster,
yeah.
I mean, he's a former offensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he was saying, well, these guys, their job's on the line, but they may get rid of the whole group. But one thing they have now, they're going to have space, the draft space, and this is when teams can build. You got a quarterback that's not going to cost you so much.
Right.
And now you have money to build, and this is where, say, Jacksonville is right now. I mean, they've, after 3 or 4 years of really high draft picks and all that, not only that, you have the money to get free agents to pick up the needs you have. This is the time they have to make their move to really become a team that is consistently winning again.
Well, you mentioned cap space. The Titans have a little over $100 million, if they'll spend it, in cap space for next season. That's the number one amount of money in the NFL next year. So, you know, Rod Carthen, if I said it right, came from the 49ers. They just also got through doing a big rehaul of the 49ers, which is paying off now, but they scaled it back to bare bones and built it back up through the draft and through free agency. So very well could see the same thing happening here. But, you know, you mentioned not only the offensive line, but Derrick Henry's done a good job towing company line, I think.
Sure.
He could complain more than anybody else. Levis can't complain because he's a rookie.
Right.
Shut up, rookie. That's what they're going to tell him. But Henry has been company guy.
Well, I mean, people are going to look to him. And, you know, if he did complain, I think you would hear a lot more barking. And there's plenty of it out there. But, you know, he may be the guy that in a few weeks is not even on the team, too. So you just never know. But I think he knows how he knows it's the NFL and he knows it's a business. And he's smart. So I think that's just all it is for Henry. And I do believe that there's some master plan somewhere that no one knows. But the Titans do definitely want to be good when it's time to open up a brand new stadium. They want some excitement. There's no excitement now. But if they're opening up a brand new stadium and they need to sell seats to pay for it, they better be good then. So they better be building for that in a few years. If they're not, they're going to have a hard time selling seats in that brand new $1 trillion stadium they're building.
Very true, very true. And you wonder, you mentioned Derrick Henry may not make it through the rest of the season with the Titans. So, I mean, teams are one injury away. And, not the Titans or whatever, hope somebody gets hurt, but they've got a quarterback that people could have, and they got a running back people could have if somebody goes down, which is a great bargaining chip if that occurs, because neither one of them is going to be back, I don't think, next year.
Well, I mean, if you're tankathoning and you've got money and you want to add more money to your, you know, to your program and to what you have to build a program for the future, then you've got a couple of big chips to play, and you're certainly going to want to have those. You don't want to risk them being hurt. So,
well, looking at the schedule, we go to Jacksonville. Nobody thinks we're going to win there. Carolina,
maybe
is a winnable game. Don't think Indianapolis is. Not Miami. Houston's going to be tough because they've been playing well. Seattle, tough game. Got to go to Houston and play Jacksonville again. I mean, we could win one more game. We could be sitting at 4-13 when the season ends. 4-13. And we'd be in that very high echelon of draft picks.
Boy, doesn't that just make you excited to put on a Titans hat and, you know, a jersey? 4-whatever.
Makes me look forward to Sundays at 12 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
My Sunday nap has gotten faster the last couple of weeks.
What, after one period?
Yeah. There's nothing, like I said, there's nothing fun to watch.
No.
I feel terrible for Derrick Henry because he's getting hammered. I feel terrible for the quarterback. He's getting hammered. If I'm a wide receiver, why do I want to run a route? Because the time I get about 10 yards down the field, I look back, and he's sitting on his rear end.
Yeah. Well, it happened more times than not last week, and it's 3-and-out, and we're punting the ball. I mean, what was sounding in my head was whoop, 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 you know, just like you hear on the Three Stooges every time. I mean, it was just unwatchable for me.
And it was all phases,
yeah.
except for our Stonehouse, our punter,
right,
who's getting all kinds of good work. But offensively and defensively, it was terrible.
When's the last time we scored a touchdown?
That's a good question.
I only remember one this season.
Levis's first game 3 weeks ago.
Right.
He had it when we won. That was it, probably.
Well, a touchdown every 3 weeks. We're not going to win many football games, are
no,
we?
No, we're not. We picked up an offensive lineman from, I think, Carolina today that nobody wanted. So that's what we're looking at.
I mean, you look at Dillard.
Yep.
Philadelphia never put him in starting position, even though he was the number one first-round draft pick. Yeah, so that should tell you something.
Mm-hmm. They worked out Marquez Callaway for Uval fans on Tuesday, but they did not sign him to my knowledge. So we're looking everywhere we can trying to find help. When we come back, we're going to look for some help for the college teams around here, although the Blue Raiders did win.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner, heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad, next to Tire World.
This Fanceroni pepperoni is fancy.
Am I fancy enough for the Fanceroni? I'm wearing cargo shorts.
But Tim, so am I.
Try the Fanceroni pepperoni with over 100 old world pepperoni.
Little Caesars changed the Hot and Ready Classic and added 33% more pepperoni, which makes it 133% better pizza than before. It's really good. Order a new classic online and use our convenient pizza portal pickup.
In Murfreesboro on Memorial Warrior Drive, South Church and Old Fort.
Pizza, pizza.
Parks Auction. We handle everything.
You have a staff that comes to your home. They tell you what to do. They walk you through it. It's been my experience that what I thought I should get for my home, I got much more for it.
Visit our website at parksauction.com.
Parks Auction, 896-4600. Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports. Dr. Russell McKissick of Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance talks about the grassroots effort in our local schools to ensure proper care for players.
To make sure our teams are covered here locally, be there for our trainers. Yeah, it's a passion that we have to try to take care of our athletes here in town and be there just to keep everybody playing as healthy and as best they can.
From a community standpoint, one of the most important things you do at TOA, I'd guess.
Man, I think it's definitely a way to pay back to our community, just to be there for them and watch some great sports.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA, live your best life.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. Let's talk a little college football first. And it was ugly in the state of Tennessee, pretty much, except for right here at MTSU, where MTSU got a great win this past week. They won convincingly over Florida International, 40-6, jumped out 17-0, played well. Coach Stockstill was talking about how all three phases pulled it together. I know he was disappointed, not going to be able to get to a bowl game even if we win out, but it's going to be senior day coming up this Saturday. We're only graduating 15 seniors, which is not a lot. In a lot of those, when I was looking, about half of them are fifth-year seniors, so they definitely won't be back. The hard part these days was football, basketball, whatever. Who's got an extra year anymore? Yeah. So will 15 actually seniors graduate? The other thing for the Blue Raiders, of course, is the transfer portal. That's become another norm you have to worry about, where teams are looking around picking. But good win. Could pick up a back-to-back victories at home. They play Saturday at 1 o'clock. That game will be broadcast here on WGNS for you to listen to. So we were just talking off-air about Conference USA, and Brian brought up that our three teams that came into the conference.
Yeah, Jacksonville State, Liberty, and New Mexico State, and not in that order, but that's 1, 2, and 3 in the conference this year.
So those teams came in very strong, mm-hmm. programs, and are showing their strength in Conference USA. Is the outlook good for the Blue Raiders looking down the road? We'll get through this game Saturday, get through the road trip that they're going to take when they play Sam Houston. A lot of the quarterback receivers are very young, Rod. Can Coach Stock still keep those guys together?
I would think they can. As long as, I mean, I don't know if they're happy or not. You know, I don't know their situation, haven't been close enough to it. If that's the case, then if you have a lot coming back in your skill positions, you need to do a good job recruiting for your bigs.
So our quarterback last week had probably one of his best games as a Blue Raider, 18 of 25 for 275, 4 touchdowns. The defense scored twice, once a safety and once on a return fumble. And so they got to play a lot of guys, which is always good. Again, it's Senior Day this Saturday, kickoff at 1 o'clock. Good seats available.
Yes. And, I think, you know, if we can get this facility built that they're working on and get some good recruits in, I think that's going to help. I don't think there's any doubt about it. You could ask. The facilities are way behind. And I don't think there's going to be someone that would dispute that when you're recruiting. I mean, there are some Division II schools or whatever you want to call them, FBS schools that have better facilities than we do. And we're trying to recruit here. So I think that's going to help. We're still going to be behind. There's a lot of catching up to do. But, I mean, at least it's a start. And, going to have to get back in the win column. But so very close. And I know this is going to sting, Clark, and I hate to bring it up, but Middle Tennessee played Missouri better than the Tennessee Vols played Missouri. I mean, they had the ball. Middle Tennessee had the ball at the 30-yard line with a chance to win late in that game.
And should have won.
Should have won.
But we shouldn't have last week if you're a Tennessee Vols fan. Let's just go ahead and you just rip the Band-Aid off, Brian. Thanks a lot, buddy. Well, we weren't even going there yet.
You'll never invite me back again.
One of the things they're bragging about in Missouri is that they beat 4 Tennessee teams this year, mm-hmm. which is the first time it's ever been done, with Memphis, Vanderbilt, MTSU, of course, and then, of course, UT. But normally you don't have all those teams playing someone.
That's true.
I thought the Florida game was bad. But I was wrong. That Missouri game was bad all around, offensively, defensively. I mean, I think I sent something out earlier in the week about the picks about the teams from Tennessee, whether it's the Titans or the Vols, and how bad they were playing. So really crushed any hopes, any glimmer of hopes that the Vols had probably for a New Year's Day bowl. I know we've got Georgia coming in Saturday.
That probably deflated that game altogether, didn't it?
It did. I mean, it deflated so much we had to bring, Dolly's coming now because we got to get people interested in coming to the ball game. Did y'all hear Dolly's coming?
Yeah, I saw that.
Dolly's coming. And so one of my teachers, Miss Merriman, was telling me about giving her tickets to Georgia to her daughter. And I said, you're giving your tickets away? She said, yeah, she couldn't get a student ticket. We gave our tickets to her. I said, did you know Dolly's coming? She said, what? I said, Dolly's coming. She may sing the national anthem. Well, I guess Molly Kate may not get to go to the game. Even the baseball coach today was being interviewed, and he said, hey, Kansas City, you can keep Taylor Swift because we got Dolly. So, I mean, you got to pull out all the stops to get people interested and involved. So, no better way to do it than Dolly. But Georgia is, I mean, they're a machine right now. You know, we talk about a lot. High school-wise, we talk about Oakland being the machine. Georgia's won 27 straight games. Tennessee has won 14 straight games at home. One of those streaks is going to end. And the money line is on Georgia.
I would think so. if you're going to put money on it, and Bowers is back.
Oh, he is. He is playing. He's back.
He played last week.
I didn't know. I said I went to bed earlier. Sunday took an early nap. Saturday night, I think I went to bed like 7:30. I was so mad, so aggravated. I thought, I'm just going. It's dark. Tennessee lost. I'm going to bed. I'm just going to bed.
You were depressed.
I was depressed. It was ugly. I mean, it's. If we could have won, this Georgia game would have been huge. We could have probably been maybe close to the top 10. You know, the argument, could we get to Atlanta if we got some luck, which didn't happen anyway with Ole Miss. But still, that excitement's there. I'm not sure the excitement's there this Saturday.
I think it's going to be tough. Now, can Coach Heupel do something to kind of turn that around? I don't know. Maybe he's got a magic wand somewhere and they come out. You know, stranger things have happened. I just didn't see the fire in their eyes, though. I you know, in that I watched about a quarter, and I said that this doesn't look like the Tennessee team that I've watched.
You texted me.
Yeah, I did, and because I figured that you were watching the same thing that I was, and it just didn't. Well, I won't tell you what another Tennessee fan told me. They said it looked like Dooley ball, but I didn't mean, yeah, that made someone throw up out there, I bet. But, you know, it is Georgia. It's a big rivalry. Georgia's got a lot to lose in this, and they go into Tennessee. I know they'll be ready. So, stranger things have happened, but Tennessee's got, they've got an uphill climb for sure, I think.
Well, and I don't like saying, because we've been saying the last few years, we've got nothing to lose. We wanted to get past that. We wanted to have something to win, but we don't have anything to lose Saturday.
Well, yeah.
If you're going to lose, you might as well lose throwing everything at them. That was why Middle, I thought, played so well against Missouri. Middle came out, did different things, ran some trick plays, did some things offensively, defensively. Really, I took Missouri by surprise and had a chance to win. Tennessee did nothing Saturday. I mean, it looked bad all around. I mean, Coach was pretty hard on our local boy, Mr. Herring, too, and his play at linebacker. I mean, he got burned a few times, and you know, so he didn't hold nothing back against the Vols. And
we take Missouri for granted. I mean,
I think they were looking ahead to Georgia. I think they knew they could probably beat.
They probably did. Well, they beat them really bad two years in a row.
Yep.
You know, in fact, that's part of Drink's really just angry, like, because they felt like UT poured it on. And that's why they went for a pass late and all, and this little business thing.
And you try to tell young people, even professionals, they know you can't take anybody for granted. Mm. Anybody can beat anybody. Except maybe this team I'm going to talk about, which is Vanderbilt. They're not going to lose Saturday because they're off. They've got one game left. They come to Knoxville. Circular rumors going around. Is Clark Lee on the hot seat? He's 9-26 so far in his Vanderbilt career. I don't think Vanderbilt can afford to change coaches again right now.
What else are they going to do? I mean, how much success? I mean, James Franklin is the only one in my recent memory that I know that has had some decent success there. And there was some question on whether some of the things that he did was ethical or not. You know, and so I think Clark Lee's kind of in the same boat as we were talking about Middle Tennessee. Are you know, is everything at Vanderbilt? You know, they're trying to put some money into that program. I think they're trying to you know, do some things with facilities and things of that nature there. It's just a different animal at Vanderbilt.
Well, is that stadium even at the level of the top level college?
At Vanderbilt, no, I wouldn't. Not now, but they're working toward that. But
has looked horrible on TV all year long.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. I mean just horrible. I mean they couldn't have picked a worse time. But you know, you talk about Vanderbilt. You talked about James Franklin. Before James Franklin, you made me think, Brian. Everybody hung on to Whit Taylor, who we all know locally.
Yeah.
You know, before James Franklin, all you could think about, oh, well, I remember when Whit did this.
Well, that was late 70s, right?
Yeah.
It was like 30 years between.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I
Watson
don't know.
Brown had...
Watson had a couple of good wins.
Right.
Not seasons, but wins, big wins. I can remember a couple times them beating Georgia.
Well, so I can remember, well, I don't remember, but there was talk about, you know, when... the Alsip boys, David, and they played on that Peach Bowl team. Well, you're talking 70s then.
Yep.
So, I mean, that was the last time that they really had a lot of success. And, you know, I don't know how that gets a lot better. I mean, I don't know that the coach is the problem.
I don't know what it is. I really don't, you know.
I don't know that it's Clark Lee. And like you said, money, how much money are they going to have to throw at it? Right. I think they're going to do better. They're going to be better off throwing money at facilities than they are at a buyout for a coach to bring someone else in.
Yes.
To go 9-26 in 3 years.
You know, maybe the improvement in the facilities will help. I mean, imagine if you're a top prospect, you come there, look at their facilities, and then what you got at Alabama or even UT or any of those schools. I mean, it doesn't even compare.
Well, David Cutcliffe took Duke from a joke in football to now they're full every Saturday. I mean, they're selling out. So why can't that be Vanderbilt? Vanderbilt's in the SEC. Why can't that be Vanderbilt? They're similar. Their schools are kind of modeled the same. Why can't that be Vanderbilt?
Actually, Nashville, I mean, is really becoming a hot spot for
sure.
As the town to come to visit. I guess maybe when they finish the facilities, maybe that will draw them in because the city should.
But can you shake the stigma of just the word Vanderbilt in football? That's the problem. That's the problem. I'm sitting here looking at my official schedule Brown Barrett gave me at the end of the year, looking at teams, and I see the Titans on it, MTSU Blue Raiders, Tennessee Vols, and Vanderbilt. And, gentlemen, just to be honest, I think it's disappointments all around on that schedule. That's a little tough in the Tennessee area as far as football is concerned. I think Memphis was Memphis the one talking smack about how good their season is? They're having the best season in Tennessee. I'm not sure.
Well, they do that, you know, and especially when the Vols have had some tough seasons before Coach Heupel came in and stuff. You know, they're the best team in Tennessee. You know, they had been sporting that, you know, and they haven't played anywhere near the competition that some of the teams had as well. So,
well, Tennessee will mess up the SEC's hopes if they do beat Georgia, because, of course, Georgia and Alabama are already set to meet in the SEC championship game. And the only way you're going to get two SEC teams in there, Georgia's got to win out. Alabama's got to beat Georgia. Then you might get two SEC teams in the college football playoffs. Maybe.
So if Tennessee wins, you're saying it's going to cost the SEC a lot of money.
It could.
I don't think if Tennessee beats Georgia, there may not be a team in the football championship game,
which would tickle the rest of the country to death. All right, we're going to talk about two big football games in the high school ranks when we come back.
Quick, convenient, efficient. Three words that we all hope to experience when we do business. Our goal at JHA Company is to bring just that to an industry that's traditionally dictated to the customer when it's time to do business. Whether you're purchasing class pictures in a yearbook, class jewelry, a letter jacket, school spirit wear, or senior graduation products, we strive to make the experience quick, convenient, and efficient. Find out more at jhacompany.com. JHA, your one source for an unparalleled scholastic experience.
Sir Pizza. You can now order Murfreesboro's favorite pizza online at sirpizzatn.com. We've made ordering online a breeze. From sirpizzatn.com, tap on the location nearest you and begin your order for carryout or delivery. You can order the Royal Feast, create your own, spaghetti, calzones, everything right from our online portal at sirpizzatn.com.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
You've heard people say, you know your work by your name. But there's no better name for residential and business concrete work than Dan France Concrete. From basic slabs to decorative stamping, for your next concrete project, call Dan France Concrete, 615-642-5152.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rufford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Trust me, Dan is committed to the community and will offer you a great product. He'll stand behind his work and make sure you're satisfied with every aspect of the work. Dan France Concrete.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Whether you're a student, alumni, or just a fan, Raider Tees has exactly what you need to help you cheer on the Blue Raiders on game days and every moment in between. We sell officially licensed Blue Raider gear, whether it's clothing, hats, flags, chairs, or just whatever. We have it all, including exclusive gear you won't find anywhere else. Like us on Facebook for updates on new Blue Raider gear and special prices or discounts. For all your Blue Raider gear, shop Raider Tees today. Bigger, better, and go Blue!
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, let's talk high school football playoffs. We started with 9. Almost every team in Rufford County was in the playoffs, but playoffs are the knockout round, gentlemen, and we're down to 3. And we've got 2 playing each other, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But let's first talk about the Cougars from Middle Tennessee Christian. They have got to go on the road again to see Columbia Academy, a team they beat week 1 in 3 overtimes. That's a tough one to go on the road and take. Columbia Academy, they're sitting at 8-3. I looked into Columbia Academy today. Their 3 losses, of course, the one to Middle Tennessee Christian. Friendship Christian, 42-21. Team still alive on the other side of the bracket. And then their other loss is to an 11-1 Huntington team who's in the 2A quarterfinals. So very battle-tested Columbia Academy on the road. And we'll just go ahead and say it. We don't know what the weather's going to be like in Middle Tennessee tomorrow night. The good thing for the Cougars is they are a running team.
Yes. Now, I think Columbia Academy is a mixture. They've got about half. Yeah. Quarterback's got over 1,000 yards passing. The running back has about 1,900 yards rushing. So they're a combination of the two. But the thing where I think the Cougars have an edge is their defense. They've held, in the last 3 weeks, they've held people to 13 average points a game. Got outstanding linebackers and a good front line, because outstanding linebackers depend on the defensive line holding up the blocks, keeping them off the linebacker so they can go flow to the tackle.
They've only allowed 13 points the last...
Well, 13 points altogether.
13 altogether.
Yeah.
And Columbia Academy's been scoring in buckets, so I something's going to have to give there, I think. And, you know, when you've got Eli Wilson, man, he's just been a workhorse. And you've got 2 Mr. Football semifinalists going head-to-head. Had that last week as well when they played FACS. And, you know, it was a tight first half. And then Christian Peterson, who was on the coach's show last week, he said he just told the guys, hey, let's settle down and play our game. And when they did, they just started flying around and defensively shut them down, and it just seemed like the gates opened up. And Eli had, 6 touchdowns, I think, last week.
Here's your Eli stats for the week as far as the season goes. He averages 14.1 yards per carry.
Right.
14 yards a carry. He's had 32 touchdowns in 10 games. So in 10 games, he's got 122 carries. That's not a lot, really, because their quarterback likes to run as well. 122 carries, 1,700-plus yards. And so that's the reason Eli Wilson is a Division 2A Mr. Football semifinalist, because he's not a workhorse. I wouldn't say he's a workhorse because he shares the load, but when you need something.
Well, part of it, too, is he goes for touchdowns then. You need him. We were at the game, and it was fourth and 9. And they were like on the 33-yard line. He ran a truck for a touchdown. It wasn't just get a first down. And it's one of the reasons he doesn't. And a lot of times when they get ahead, way ahead, he won't even play. He'll run his 200 yards in, say, 8 rushes in several games. Now, he had to do 23 carries in this game because this was a battle at the beginning. It was back and forth, back and forth. He's probably going to have to run quite a bit more, and he's quite capable, I believe, of doing it, because he plays defense too, offense, outstanding defensive back. And so I think he has the moxie to do carry it multiple times if they need it.
MTCS has 13 seniors, and Rod and I and John, we did their last game of the regular season. We did their game on Thursday, and then we did the Battle of the Borough, the regular season game, on that Friday, and we saw Rutherford County's three Mr. Football semifinalists in 2 days, which was pretty cool. And when they did their senior night, they announced, you know, so-and-so, 12 years in the Cougar football program. I mean, it was just crazy to think about. You know, they'd been there since Cougar Cups, fifth grade. And these kids come up together. So, I mean, this band of brothers, 13 seniors, they know exactly what the other's thinking. They've just played with each other so long. I mean, and it's really something special to see. It's unlike anything you see, you know, like at Riverdale or at Oakland. It's really something that's different and unique. So I just think defensively, like Rod said, that they're special. And of course, offensively, you mentioned their Eli Wilson quarterback plays good. It's going to be a tough game at Columbia Academy, but they certainly know that Columbia Academy is going to be tough there. It's just a draw of the bracket. I think it's unfortunate that they have to play that one on the road, but we're going to see. I don't think they're really going to put anything into this being a game that they played week one. They know that that's been a world of time ago.
A long time ago. You mentioned the quarterback play of Yates Guerin. Him and Wilson together combined for 2,600 rushing yards and 41 touchdowns for the Cougars. And, of course, the winner of this game, this is a semifinalist game. This isn't like Oakland Riverdale. They've got a couple games. The winner of this game is going to their first Blue Cross Bowl in program history, whoever wins that game. And they'll likely face, I would think, Friendship Christian.
Probably so. And both of them played Friendship Christian. MTCS beat Friendship Christian in a very close game.
Both games were 2 points each.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So good luck to the Cougars Friday night. Now, the reason I asked Brian Barrett to be here tonight is because of the Battle of the Borough playoff edition. And because he's got – how many Battles of the Boroughs do you think you've done?
Ooh, boy.
Counting playoffs.
Well, I've been going to them since 1993. So, however many that is. Well, that's 30 years worth.
It's 30 years worth. So, who was coaching Riverdale when you first started calling that? Was that Rankin's?
Gary Rankin.
Gary was there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's been a while.
Since 1990, that's when all of this really started, was in 1993, when this incredible run that Rutherford County's had started, was 93.
So I think it's what we said, 29 out of 30 years is what I saw, which is just amazing, which is going to continue no matter what happens Friday night.
Right.
Now, what happens Friday night, how much did last game going to affect this game? How much, Ryan?
It's going to affect it quite a bit. You can go with two scenarios. You look at the first game. I thought Riverdale, first half, didn't know if they could play with Oakland.
Yeah.
And then they started rolling. Second half, they proved to themselves they can play with Oakland. So they're going to go into this game knowing from the beginning we can play with them.
Now, the problem is, though, Brian, is something you said about last week's game and what you felt like the Patriots, how they played last week against Mount Juliet, coming off that loss.
Well, so as Rod mentioned, you know, Riverdale knows that they can play and they can beat Oakland because they have. Oakland's got the revenge factor. Oakland played last week, and Rod, without even – you and I had a conversation, and then Rod came in, and he heard the tail end of that, and he said – he repeated the
same
thing.
You said. I didn't stop him.
No. He repeated the exact same thing that I said, that Oakland played last week as angry as I've ever seen a high school football game, team play on defense. And if they replicate that in tomorrow night's game, it's going to be a very, very hard-hitting football game.
Well, we know what Riverdale likes to do. Like, they like to throw the ball. And I thought Creasy dialed up some pressure a couple weeks ago, but I think he's going to turn it up even another notch tomorrow night.
Yeah, I believe so, too. And, you know, like you said, the revenge factor. When has Oakland had a revenge factor? Only with Maryville in the last several years. That's the one team they've had a revenge factor. You can do more after a loss many times and getting things right. And I think that's what we saw was making things right. Those boys were hitting a lot harder. It's the interior line, linebackers, defense back, I don't care who it was. They were really hitting. So I think there is a factor that they're playing at a different level now.
The other factor, of course, we don't know, because I've been watching it all week long, is the weather factor. If it's raining, I think we'll all agree that favors Oakland.
You would have to think that if there's rain, that it's going to affect the passing game a little bit, and that's what Riverdale likes to do, and it would have to favor the team that likes to run the ball. Of course, you know,
a sleek ball can be fumbled, though, of course, as well as it can be.
Exactly. You're right about that. Oakland doesn't play a lot on grass, but they have been on the road, and they did play last week on grass, so I don't know that having a turf field plays that much into it at all with this one whatsoever. The Battle of the Borough, this is – I didn't want to get this little piece of history in because this is the 57th meeting, okay? We had 56 in the regular season. This is 57. This is only the seventh time that these teams have played in the playoffs.
Which is amazing.
You would think it would be more, but the playoffs really weren't built to where you played a lot before that. The team that has, well, let me put it to you this way. The same team that won the regular season game has won the playoff game five of the six times.
Except for
the very first one. And that happened back in 1998. So, you know, the 2020, Oakland won the regular season and then beat Riverdale in the playoffs onto their 6A championship. Same in 2015. 2009, it was Riverdale. 2002, it was Riverdale. 1998 was the year that Riverdale beat Oakland 31-28. Now, in that game, 31-28, the score was 28-24. Oakland had just scored to take the lead, minute and a half on the clock. The ensuing kickoff, Riverdale runs it back for a touchdown. The ensuing kickoff, 31-28, Riverdale wins by three. In the playoff game, Oakland wins that one 26-7 en route to their state championship where they beat Hendersonville for the 5A state championship.
You asked me before the show, he said, Brian said, Clark, how much time was left on the clock in the game when Riverdale went ahead a couple weeks ago? I said, a minute and a half. He started laughing because that's the same time frame of that game 25 years ago, which gave me and Rod chills.
Well, the fact that, you know, Oakland took the lead late and then Riverdale comes down and scores. And I think there was a timeout in there and we all looked at each other during that regular the game a few weeks ago and said, Oakland may have left too much time. Mm-hmm. And then Riverdale just went boom, 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 right down the field. And then when they went for two, that happened to be the case. So that was obviously one of the very closest games, and Monty Hale and I were talking about that. Desmond Rhodes was one that talked to him about that. Marty Uverard was the head coach at Oakland, and LeBron Ferguson, who is at PCA now as the head coach, he was an assistant at Oakland. And they talked a little bit about that and reminiscing over that 98. But that was one of Oakland's championship years in 98. So pretty interesting statistic. I don't know that that plays any factor into what happens tomorrow night, but I just thought that that was interesting. The only time that the team that won the regular season that did not win the playoff, that was different. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
Well, tomorrow night, Riverdale's trying to reach the state semifinals for the first time since 2011, when the Warriors went 13-1 but ended up losing to Maryville. And then Oakland's trying to reach the state semis for a 10th consecutive season tomorrow night, and in a hopes to win a fourth consecutive 6A state title. Fourth consecutive.
Rutherford County has 14 state championships since 1970.
That's pretty impressive.
And Mr. Historian, when was the last time one of our teams played in the semifinal without playing Maryville?
Oh, boy. That would have been a long time ago.
Well, speaking of time, hold that thought. We'll let Brian look. We'll come right back, and we'll finish up the show.
Head over to J. Mullins Jewelry to check out their selection of rings, watches, custom-designed jewelry, and much more. They're a local business located at 352 West Northville Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. They have gifts for all occasions, weddings, graduations, anniversaries. Whatever you need, you can find it at J. Mullins Jewelry. That's at 352 West Northville Boulevard or online at MullinsJewelry.com.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
The large majority of our kids are involved in athletics or extracurricular activities, one or the other, and most are doing multiple activities.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
And that's a great preparation for life. How many of us in our life are just doing one thing? So a well-rounded student is a huge deal.
Invest in your child's future in a Christ-centered environment with many athletic and extracurricular choices.
Without a doubt, our students have the opportunity to be involved in multiple activities.
To find out more, visit mtcscougars.org.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Whatever your dreams, they take planning. I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack. Let's work together to come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Call me at 615-900-0877.
Local business owners, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. I'm State Farm Agent Emerson Williams, and I run a small business in Rutherford County, too. And I'm here to help you protect your small business. Call me at 615-459-2683.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy, service, life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
We're at Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive, where, of course, they've got barbecue and smoked chicken ribs, but they have other favorites.
Our chicken tenders are delicious. We bread them here ourselves. We have so many different kinds of sides, and our nachos are really good and popular. I love the menu. I could literally eat here every day.
Anne Marie Brents at Rick's Barbecue.
We're thankful for the customers. We have a lot of regulars, loyal customers that come in, and when they come in, I already know their order.
Bet you're hungry now. We'll see you at Rick's Barbecue, 212 Warrior Drive.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, so tomorrow night, 6:30, countdown for kickoff. John and Rod will kick it off there, and then at 7 o'clock, Brian will be on to make the call for the game. Most people, just to be honest, gentlemen, are picking Oakland.
I can see why. Riverdale, I think it's even. I don't know what. I've flipped and flopped. I don't really have a clue.
It could go either way.
I really think it could.
And if the team that makes the mistakes is the team that's going to get beat. If you have turnovers.
Penalties?
Especially if there's two more turnovers than the other team has. I think that's.
Turnovers, penalties, and I mean the field conditions. If it rains a little more and the ball's slippery and wet, two more turnovers. That could if you turn it over at the 20 and give somebody the short field and it turns into points, you never know. So I think it's going to be a razor thin margin. But sometimes the revenge factor is a big factor. You know.
Well, you know it's been played up all week long.
Yeah.
all week long. If you can't go, you don't want to fight for parking because there's going to be parking issues, and we've already put out something from Rough County Schools to let you know about that parking. WGNS is where you need to be tomorrow night. It should be a fantastic game. And I would tell you to go to WGNS.com and check out all the sports coming up over the next 7 days, from MTSU basketball to the Rick Stockstill Show until next Friday night. They'll be somewhere. We're going to be somewhere. Probably Chattanooga is my guess.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network.